Welcome to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore how to transform medical encounters with children from moments of anxiety into opportunities for connection, confidence, and cooperation. I'm glad that you're here. Today's episode is a little different. It's personal. It's about who I am and why I care so deeply about this topic and why this journey matters to me and to the children we serve. Any visit to the doctor can be traumatic for a child, not because we intend harm, but because the experience is unfamiliar, unpredictable, and often overwhelming. As a medical specialist, my goal is not only to prevent trauma, I want to go further. I want to empower the child to help them become a partner in their own care, not a passive recipient of it. That's the heart of this podcast. And that's the heart of my work. My journey in healthcare began in 1994 when I started as a junior doctor during my training in Germany. Since then, I've worked at the Amsterdam University Medical Center as an ear, nose, throat consultant. Since 2019, I'm living and working in Glasgow, and I've focused my attention entirely on pediatric ENT care. Over the years, one belief has grown stronger and stronger. The role of the healthcare professional is to serve, support, and involve the child and their parents in every step of diagnostics and treatment. Not as an afterthought, but as the foundation. Like many of us, I've been a patient myself, and I've met both excellent communicators and not so excellent ones. Sometimes the experience felt like a lottery. Will the doctor and I click? Will I feel understood? Will I feel safe? Those encounters stayed with me. They shaped how I wanted to show up as a clinician. And here's the surprising part. Despite all the training, all the exams, all the clinical rotations, no one ever taught me how to run an outpatient clinic. No one explained how to build rapport with a frightened child. No one outlined how to communicate with an anxious parent. No one taught the psychology behind cooperation, trust, or we were expected to figure it out on our own. And eventually we all do in our own way. But that randomness bothers me, and the patients that are harmed on the way bother me. Because there are clear psychological principles at play, and the quality of the interaction should not depend on whether the doctor happens to have a naturally warm personality. It should be intentional, teachable, learnable. This is who I am. An ENT consultant who is passionate about the fun and the cooperation that can exist between healthcare provider and a child. I believe that children deserve communication that is clear, respectful, and adapted to their world. And I believe that clinicians deserve the tools, real practical tools, to make that possible. Because here's a truth we often forget. The recipient judges the communication, not the sender. If a child or the parent doesn't understand us, the question is not what's wrong with them, but how can we communicate differently? That's the heart of this podcast. That's why I'm here. So now you know a little bit about me, my background, my frustrations, my hopes, and the principles that guide this work. But this podcast isn't just about me. It is about us. It is about building a community of clinicians who want to make healthcare safer, kinder, and more empowering for children. What about you? What brought you here? What do you hope to change? Let's start connecting, and together, let's keep moving from fear to fun.